This is Brother Metter, and I want you to take some time, and I want you to just stop and think what God's done. Never before in the history of man that I know anything about has the Lord stood the world still. He ain't just stood a state still. He ain't just stood your church still. He ain't just stood the United States still. He has stood every nation on the face of the earth still. And he's allowed this to happen. This is not something that God just thought of. I believe that it's predestined and foreordained from the foundation of the world for God to bring his body together at this time. You know, back in 1984, the Lord gave me in a vision out of Ezekiel 37, and I saw the bones coming together, watched them come together, stood up on their feet, a great skeleton. Then I watched them be clothed with flesh, sinew, muscle, everything, you know, the skin come over them, but there was no life in them. And the Lord spoke to me and asked me what I'd seen. If I knew what I'd seen, I said, "No, Lord, unless you tell me." And he spoke to me in 1984 and said, "You've seen the body of Christ coming together." Well, all over the world, God spoke to us. Back when I was still pastoring in Fort Payne, Alabama, probably somewhere around 2013, and he said that he was going to bring his body together all over the world. When I was pastoring in LJ, somewhere probably between 2015 and 2019, the Lord spoke a couple of other times and said, "I'm going to bring my body together all over the world." So the Almighty, he that controls everything, he that is in charge of everything that goes on in the earth, he has brought this virus in. This is not of the devil. It don't have his roots in the devil. God has done this. God's brought it forward. I remember the prophecy from April the 4th, 2013. You can go on our website, worldrevivals.org. Go look up the year 2013. Look up the month of April and the fourth day, and there's a prophecy there. And the Lord spoke in that prophecy, and that was 7 years ago, children, about diseases that would come from the heavens, that God would send diseases from the heavens that man knew nothing about. Some of them there would be no cure for. And old diseases like polio, smallpox, different things like that would make a comeback. So God has been laying the groundwork for what he's doing with us for years. He's told us in two or three different prophecies that he was going to change the course of man in the earth. So this is not something that's just popped up and happened. This is something that is predestined and foreordained from the foundation of the earth. And God Almighty loves you enough and cares enough about you that he has stood the whole world still and brought the body of Christ together so they could come together in one mind for one accord, that we could get rid of the divisions among us, go back to praying for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 10th verse, that there be no divisions among us, but that we be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and that we have the same mind, the same judgment, speak the same thing, children. There's got to be unity. God cannot move and bring his body together like he's desiring with all these confusions and all these doctrines of men. So it's time to fight for the faith. It's time to ask God to restore the faith that was once given to the saints in Jude 1 and 3, and for us to pray for the restoration in Joel 2:25 and in Acts 3:19 through 21. He said that he would bring the restitution of all things, which has been prophesied by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. So we need God to We need to let him get our attention. We need to let him move us in prayer and get our prayer focused on God doing these things. Go back to our website, worldrevivals.org, worldrevivals.org. Go to our YouTube channel, or here on our YouTube channel, go to the video from 3/22/2020 called The Word of the Lord to the Nations. It tells us what to do. Until God spoke this word in my spirit, I didn't know what to do. I did not know what God was doing. I did not know God had brought this. I did not know that God had stood the world still. You just look at the economic disasters, at the people that's died, the money that's been lost. A lot of you's lost income. There's people going out of business. They're going under. There's ministries being tried. There's churches being tried. They're going through the fire, and God has spoken all this in prophecies. But you just think what God done to stand the body of Christ still and bring it together. God has done all this. It is the works of his hands. It is marvelous and wondrous in his sight and what he's doing. And I want you to get a focus that God's hand is in this, and let's seek the Lord with all of our heart. Let's seek him intensely, fervently, earnestly, however you want to put it. But let's ask God to let his will be done in these remaining days. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you for listening. And I pray God gets your attention and you realize the magnitude of what God's done to bring this body of Christ together so he can move for us all over the world. He's not doing this thing in a corner. May God bless you.